What was the inspiration that led to Holiday coming together?
Well, I was simply approached by a producer with a book that they wanted me to try and make into a film. The book in itself, I didn't think would work as a movie, but I really appreciated the eye of the author. It was pretty obvious that the stuff in the book was more or less autobiographical because it was so detailed and, you know, the kind of things you don't know unless you've been there. And it was a world that was close to me, so I found it fascinating, this whole gangster world. At the same time that the problems of the protagonists have partly been my problems, you know, issues with being too submissive with guys. I think a lot of women have that frustration that they submit too easily to all kinds of weird shit. Both me and Johanna, my co-writer, and we've been through quite a lot in our lives. So it was a very inspiring story to tell.
I thought the opening sequence showing Sasha dancing was very interesting. How do you feel that relates to what goes on later in the film?
The funny thing is, it's not Sasha. If you look at it again, it's a much older woman.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's Maria.
Right.
Yeah, but that sequence is, well, it's an opening sequence, and you kind of have a license to do something a little more abstract. And I was at something called Strip Fitness that the woman playing Maria teaches. She had obviously some stuff going on in her life because her dance was very, very angry and passionate. And it was extremely inspirational. And I thought immediately that I wanted it in the film. And it's sort of a classic reference. Back in the Shakespearean times, you would have a little pantomime at the beginning of a theater piece, sort of explain to the back rows what was going to happen so everybody could get it. And this is sort of that, sort of anticipating the kind of themes we're going to be talking about, female sexuality and female wrath and pent-up emotions.
Was it important to show a woman who's being really expressive and has a lot of agency? Because later on, for the majority of the movie, you never get to see that from Sasha.
Yeah, and all of them are trapped by the fact that they're not allowed to express their emotions. It's part of the deal, you know? If you're in that kind of world, you can't be stopped. And it goes for all of them. And so yeah, it was kind of nice to have something to sort of express what's going on under the surface.
I thought it was interesting how the film is set in Turkey. What is it about that location that you were drawn to?
Part of the story is about the European drug trade, at least. And there are two major routes that go to Denmark, at least, and that's through from Afghanistan to Turkey or from Morocco through Spain. So it was sort of, but the whole Mediterranean is implicated, you know, because a lot of it goes by boat, and you have to go by the Mediterranean anyway if you do it by truck. And all of those tourist resorts too, they all grew up from money laundering, and that's true internationally as well. Like tourist resorts and generally just expensive building projects are a great and easy way to launder money, so they're all financed by criminals. So that's a natural milieu. But also, Johanna, my co-writer, she actually went on a holiday as we were writing with a guy like that and came back and told about it. It was such an obvious setting, you know, that unity of time and place to isolate them in that villa in the mountains.
Is there a layer of political commentary about Europe and its relation to Turkey?
Not Turkey specifically, but of course you have all these people frolicking in a setting where they're completely ignoring whose land they're invading. So yeah, of course it's partly a story about that kind of imperialism or colonialism, where money gives you the right to set up tent in somebody else's yard, basically.
I feel like that relationship mirrors the way that Sasha or even Mus are treated by Michael.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a sort of implicit, you don't have a say here kind of thing. Mm. It's a very obvious power structure that's not seen as a problem, I guess, basically. Just seen as, life is tough kind of attitude. Just live with it.
There are a lot of scenes of the characters looking at themselves in the mirror. Can you talk a little bit about that symbolism?
I don't know. I may have watched too much Bergman. just a very existential moment to me. Like we're stuck with this body that we're walking around with that we don't really see, you know? We don't see ourselves like other people see ourselves the whole time. So looking in the mirror for me is all about trying to understand who you are and where you are. And generally in my filmmaking, I like to talk about the environment a lot because people are social creatures, social animals, and we are much more influenced by our environment than we like to admit. We like to think that every choice we do comes from inside, but it really doesn't. And so I like to talk about the environment as whole, and seeing yourself in a mirror is sort of trying to understand yourself in the context that you're in. So do these clothes work, and does this face work, and this face in this nightclub, how does that look?
Is this concern with how we're trapped by our environments what informed the aesthetic of the film? Because it's a very sort of removed, distant, focused on the spaces, visual style.
Yeah, very much so. I used to say that I'm not that interested in psychology, which is not entirely true, but what I'm trying to say is that I think a lot of films focus too much on the internal, and they lose, like, the real world. Partly, I see it as sort of a manipulative Hollywood thing that you'll have this hero and you'll be so meshed up with his feelings that you don't notice that the whole story is actually racist or imperialist, or should somebody really be killing 200 people just to save some dog or whatever, you know? It's deeply manipulative to go that deep, and of course sometimes you should, but I feel it's overused and used for the wrong reasons. And so I try to pull back and look at, I mean, people feel a lot of things, but in what context?
Sasha is a very complicated character. The movie, I think, in some ways avoids traditional ways of creating empathy with her. How did you want people to relate to this character?
Oh, I don't generally try to meddle with that. I feel very much that it's an ethics, I guess, or an artistic credo or something, that I don't feel that I should concern myself with perception too much. Of course, I do in so many aspects. But if I try to think too much about how the audience relate to her emotionally, I think I'm at a risk of getting stuck in sort of a kind of an audience-pleasing thing where I can only go wrong and start second-guessing what might work and what might not. So I think one should use oneself as the audience. So if I can relate to her, then definitely other people are going to be able to relate to her. But also at the same time, I know that people are profoundly different, and that people will have profound different experiences and feelings. And I don't feel I should meddle. I should think too much about that. I empathize with her a lot. I understand her easily, and I know that some other people do, and some other people don't. You know.
Do you want people to feel a bit of the anger in Sasha at the end?
Well, yes, in the sense that, I mean, of course, I hope that people will relate to the character, just in a general sense, you know. And I know I'm making it harder for myself by pulling back, but that's sort of a trade-off, you know. Mm. I'm trying to help people to start thinking as they feel. Not that we shouldn't feel when we watch movies, but that we should also be thinking and reflecting and reflecting on what we're feeling and why we're doing that. So it's a kind of a trade-off.
In a way, I think the style can still bring you into empathy with the character, even like it's not necessarily a remove.
I think it's because of how you are as a person and what your experiences are, and also just you watched, you know, because, I mean, some people have a very specific notion of how a film should look. But you are also, in a way, you're inviting people to feel more when you slow down, because you're opening up for them to go deeper in also in themselves. So it doesn't have to be to counter empathy. It can also increase it on a different level, more sort of meditative state of questioning, hopefully a lot of things, you know.